By the early part of the 1900s, the Lunar Society had lost its glimmer. The French Revolution and the riots in Birmingham have driven Joseph Priestley to America. The second generation of lunatics aren't quite up to scratch. And as for the third...
So, Mr. Galton, I hear you'd like to join the Lunar Society.
Call me Francis, please. Like my father and grandfather, I'm nothing if not humble.
Indeed. We judge each application here on its own merits, Galton. I was only saying that to James Watt Jr. the other day. This isn't a formal interview, you understand, but I'd like to ask you some questions about your study and your background. Do you have any qualifications?
Well, I have a BA. I was studying medicine, but gave it up to explore Africa and do mathematics. Our family has a history of travel.
Oh, well, let's see. What did your grandfather do?
Well, I had two. One was a poet, naturalist and inventor, and a member of the Lunar Society. Erasmus Darwin, you may have heard of him.
Oh, so you're related to Charles Darwin, a great, great man.
My cousin, yes.
And does that mean you're related to you're the brother of Darwin Galton, the High Sheriff of Warwickshire?
My brother, indeed.
Oh, a fine, fine gentleman. So you must be the grandson, then, of Samuel Galton. He was a lunar man himself. Now, remind me, what was his nickname?
I really don't recall.
No, you must. You must. It was something amusing, I know. Maybe it was something to do with his Quakerism. He was quite devout.
I don't think he spoke that much about it. He was very quiet, really.
Was it gunpowder? No, that was Priestley. John. That was it. Samuel John Galton. Very, very funny. Did he invent the toilet?
No, my father was a noted Quaker, pacifist, and...
I remember now.
Arms dealer.
Yes, a very notable man. Lots of quiet reflection, good works. And guns. Lots of guns. So, you come from a fine line. I was saying that to Bessie Rayner Parks, great-granddaughter of Joseph Priestley earlier. We must judge every application on its merits. We've had accusations of nepotism before. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I have a theory that genius is hereditary. I've studied many notable people and found that their offspring often turn out to be notable also.
That sounds plausible. What do you think, Matthew Bolton III?
You are.
But, Galton, don't you think that access to money and other influential people might have something to do with the success of those offspring?
No, not at all. My grandfathers were both brilliant men, and so I am doubly brilliant. It's basic evolutionary theory.
But not your theory, though. The theory of your cousin Charles.
Who is related to me and hence a brilliant mind.
I see. Have you got a name for your theory? Something catchy, perhaps?
Not only do I have a name, eugenics, I have plans for the betterment of the human race. You see, by a program of selected breeding, we can develop more and more brilliant men. All I need is your support in finding me a clever and dashed saucy wife.
I'm afraid I don't think we can help. You don't think this theory sounds a little bit racist?
It's a way of improving the stock of all races. Some of my best friends aren't the children of noted industrialists. I met a Chinese man once, and I offered to give him Africa.
Well, yes, about that, all this superior race stuff in your theory here. There's a feeling amongst us that this might all be a little bit colonialist, not quite what the Lunar Society should be standing in for in the early 20th century. We're trying to diversify. You know, open up society to the working classes, like Mr. Powell here. A school headmaster. Powell, is Galton's world one that you'd like to bring your young Enoch up in?
No, not at all.
Did I mention my family?
Welcome to the club.
And again.